There's going to be a party that celebrates 15 years, and here we are talking about Local First and more. We like to put the spotlight on you on a monthly basis. Mika Staub, Marketing Manager with Local First West Michigan, to do just that. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
To your right, Kathleen Rourke, Membership Coordinator. Good morning to you, Kathleen.
Hey, good morning, Shelley.
You've been there a year?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Just came on board about a year ago. I've been really excited to be here as the Grand Rapids Membership Coordinator for Local First.
So membership has its privileges, right?
Oh, absolutely. We love bringing on different local businesses to participate and are really excited through that channel to be able to support and promote local businesses who are in our area.
Very nice. Mika, always a pleasure to speak with you and yours to talk about what's happening with Local First as we're midway throughout through this year. And early August, you have a birthday party. What's up?
Yeah, we're turning 15 this year. Hard to believe. Some have come, some have gone. Even Alyssa hasn't been there the whole 15. But we're going to celebrate with some of those who have. So our founding members, as well as people that have joined us along the way.
Now, Alyssa's been there. She's probably been there 13, hasn't she?
11.
She's been 11 there 11.
Years,
right.
Yep.
But your founder still hangs out.
Yeah, he's still around.
That's good.
Bouncing between here and California.
Yeah, guys. Bazzani, right?
Yep.
Founder of Local First. All right, so Wednesday, August 8th, let's zone in on the party.
Yeah, so as you said, Wednesday, August 8th, it's going to be in the Centennial Room at Founders Brewing Company. They've been friends of ours for a number of years.
I guess I should ask if they've been members.
Yes, they've been members for quite a while. Yeah, I'd have to look in our database to figure out when they came on board. But yeah, they are certainly a longtime friend and member. So we've got a couple fun things planned. We're hoping to have some, not live music, but we're hoping to have a DJ of sorts that's going to play a lot of our local first street party bands throughout the year.
This is a 6 p.m. Wednesday, August 8th.
Yes.
August 8th.
Yeah, 6 p.m. Yeah. Probably until about 9, you know, until, you know, whoever, if you want to wander downstairs, that's fine too. Yeah, so we're going to have food, and there's going to be an open bar, so Founders Brew is on tap. We do have to apologize to our gluten-free friends. We will not have any gluten-free alcoholic beverages on tap, but we will have, you know, water and soda and anything else.
And just as much fun.
Yeah.
And this is, you say open bar, is there a ticket price to this?
Yes, thing? There's a ticket price. It's a contribution to the Local First Educational Foundation. So it's sort of an investment in the work that we have done and in the work that we will continue to do to support our local economy.
You'll have some promo videos from the last 15 years. That's gotta be kind of cool, a little memory lane opportunity.
Yes, I have been thoroughly enjoying going into the deep recesses of our archives. I did find one, a Bliss for GR spot that Alyssa was on just a few months after she started. So in March of 2007, she was on with Second Ward City Commissioner Rosalind Bliss, and they talked about Local First. And at the time, I think there was about 150 members, which has, you know, since grown to about 800 throughout the West Michigan area.
Is that what you have on your records, Kathleen?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Alyssa's leadership has been great in growing that program. So we now have 800 or so members in the Grand Rapids area and along the lakeshore as well.
More on that 8th of August on Wednesday would be, you got to have a photo booth these days.
Yeah, we're hoping. We haven't quite nailed that down yet. So any locally owned photo booths out there, please give us a call.
Swag bags from Public Thread.
Yeah, so Public Thread is a pretty cool organization. We went and toured there a couple years ago, and she works with women to get them out of sex trafficking. And so they make the bags out of recycled materials. And so Janae is going to be making them out of our old street party banner. We updated that last year. So attendees will have that bag filled with, you know, locally sourced goodies.
And we've already talked the brew available, but how about the desserts available?
Yeah, so again, that's where we're trying to accommodate our gluten-free friends. Connie's Cakes, Mexicana Bakery, and Rise Authentic Baking Company will have some treats there for us.
great. And with the gluten-free options available.
Yes, absolutely.
Like on this one. Yes. And then there are some games to be played. Let's talk about this.
Yes, this is one of my favorite parts. So we have a panel of contestants that is going to do a local first trivia. So we're going to have an MC that will be asking the questions. And each of the three contestants will be playing for a member of the quote-unquote studio audience. And the winner of the trivia contest will receive Mayor Rosalind Bliss's voice on their outgoing voicemail.
You have stolen this from Wait, Wait, haven't
inspired,
you?
Inspired by a favorite show of mine, yes. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
And that's okay. You've been inspired is a good way to put it.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that'll be cool. So I imagine your panel of contestants should be studying their local first trivia.
Yes, all three of them were, you know, selected based on their heavy involvement with the organization. So they are very close to us. And so they might be stumped, but they might know every answer. We'll just have to wait and find out.
You can answer how to be entered to be the person they're playing for?
Yes. Yeah, so if you get your ticket between now and July 20th, yes, you will be entered to be selected as one of the people that they're playing for.
That's
I know,
right.
It's kind of hard to figure explain, but yeah.
If you're a fan of Wait, Wait, you know what that means. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Obviously, 15 years, you don't do this with a 14-year party, but do you silently begin planning for 20 years?
Yeah, I'm sure that's in the works. The next 5-year plan, what's in store? We just hope to continue to grow and continue to move out throughout the West Michigan area.
What are some membership benefits, Kathleen?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we actually just came out with a great new guide that we call our Guide to Local Living. So we've recently just come out with that and hope to get that all across the community. But it's one way that we're able to highlight local businesses, where they are, what they do, and really act as a resource for not only consumers to find businesses, but also businesses to find other businesses that they might want to work with. So it's one way that we're able to really get the name of people out there. We also do a lot of digital content for people as well, promoting events, promoting promotions that they might have going on for their organization. So we have a number of channels that we're working with, but like I said, primarily hope to get people's name out through this type of program.
So membership, are there membership levels, or once a member, always a member?
Yeah, absolutely. We do. Our memberships are based on a year-long period, so the calendar year, and they're all our levels are based on how many full-time employees organization has. So just depending on where they're at in their growth period or their stage, they can join at that membership level. And then, yeah, be friends with us for the year and hopefully come back the years after.
And is it such that if an organization joins, then the persons in that organization are eligible for membership for, yes?
Yeah. So when a business member joins, and Kathleen can talk more about this, but when a business member joins, all of the employees of that business are eligible to come to our events that are for members only and interact in all the ways that we have for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So we also offer opportunities for those people of the organizations or businesses, times to get together. So we have quarterly mixers that we promote for members to get together, talk with each other, share resources, get to know one another in our community. So we really offer those to all the people who are on board with those organizations as well.
Yes. And now, obviously, every year you have the awards now. That was new a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, we've recently expanded that. So we've always had the Local Motion Awards, and they have taken place at the GOE Center. Last year, we expanded the Local Motion Awards to the Lakeshore, and we honored businesses there because our membership is continuously growing out there, and we respect that it's a different community. We all want to be a part of the same West Michigan clan, but the Lakeshore and West Michigan or Grand Rapids have different needs. So we then changed the Local Motion Awards here to the Good for Grand Rapids Awards. And are honoring businesses for their sustainable business practices, whether it's being good for the community, good for the environment, good for their employees, and so on.
Do other areas, other out-of-state or in-state, is Local First, I don't want to say a chain, but are we unique to be called Local First, or are we part of a bigger picture?
That's a great question. There are other Local First campaigns or initiatives, the largest of which is Local First Arizona. We're not affiliated in any official capacity other than, you know, similar name.
But my dues don't go to Arizona.
No. No. But their organization is statewide. So while we are located in West Michigan, they are statewide, and obviously Arizona is a big state. But there are other Local First type initiatives in West Michigan. There's actually, I just learned about another one that's up in Marquette, which is part of the Chamber of Commerce. There's also one in Lansing, as well as I think there's one in Ann Arbor or maybe Detroit area. So they're a little, it's a growing movement. So it's nice to see all the different pockets.
Well, our attention is on our West Michigan Local First on a monthly basis. Yes. How do we talk to you, Kathleen, about membership?
Yeah, absolutely. If anyone is interested in membership, they can reach out via our website. We have an info@localfirst.com email that people can address. But it's a great space to ask questions about what it looks like to get involved. And I'd be happy to connect with folks and learn more about their businesses. So those are ways to connect with me.
Mika, give me details one more time of the celebration of 15 years, please.
Yes, so we will be celebrating our 15th birthday on Wednesday, August 8th at 6 p.m. at Founders Centennial Room.
For more information, go to
localfirst.com. Visit us on Facebook.
Perfect. Thank you, ladies. Local First 15th birthday party and other news when it comes to what's happening under the umbrella of Local First. Take care.